is case number 10867, Boyd and Betty Harmon. This was a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel. If you recall, they didn't have a survey when they came. So it was left open to provide a survey. So they have. Pass it down. And all they need is a 4.67-foot variance from the 150-foot lot width requirement.
Four what?
4.67.
4.67, thank you. From the 150, okay. I'm coming over here, you've done a little too fast tonight. Thanks, Susan, right on the front of me if I look at it. My glasses, I need to push them up, you should tell me. Okay, as we heard, gentlemen, we needed a survey, and the survey was submitted to the office, and she's needing a 4.67-foot variance from the 150-foot lot size.
Appears they already have the shared drive.
Yeah. Yes, sir, it has a shared driveway.
Combined.
So one's 150-foot. And the other one's at 145.33. So we got what we had requested.
Yeah, I think that answer that certainly answers some concerns we had about the outbuildings and everything else.
Right.
Technically, they don't need a variance. They have over 200 feet. They can put one property line behind the other for 5 feet.
You could do that.
Stay inside the 40 feet.
What now?
They could have one property line, drop back, go across 5 feet, and come back again, as long as it's inside of 40 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one Lawrence keeps showing us all the time where they you can kind of get away with it by zigzagging, but you end up with funny looking lots when you do that.
Yeah, so it might be just as well to
Do
the four.
Yeah,
four. A 4.67 on this one. I appreciate that, Mr. Mills, but like I said, you'll get a snake line in there, I'm afraid.
Well, they wanted to do it for family.
I think they were considering that, but I think the.
It ended up coming back with a survey so we can have the line straight through there with. Makes sense.
Said they wanted to subdivide and allow another family member to build a dwelling.
A daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, it's for the daughter. Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
Certainly in favor of it.
With the 4.67. Mr. Workman?
Yep.
Mr. Hudson?
I'm in favor of it.
And Mr. Mills?
I will.
And I'm in favor of it. Then if there being no further discussion, and if the board is ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion on the variance of 4.67.
Chairman, I move we approve case number 10867, as I don't think it all concerns the care of the neighborhood. It's a minimum variance to grant relief. Variance will not alter substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of developing the adjacent property.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10867 for the variance requested. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.